Assessing security risks. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The top intelligence official in the Biden administration is looking over any issues with national security from classified documents recovered from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
President Biden has not been briefed on the decision by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to lead a review of documents from former President Trump's Florida home. And Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would not say whether the president would be briefed on any conclusions of the assessment.
We're just not going to comment about conclusions. We're not going to comment on anything related to this at this time, any specifics.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines told congressional leaders the agency will lead an assessment of the potential risk to national security that would result from the disclosure of relevant documents. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Police in Bend, Oregon say an employee who died after a shooting at a Safeway supermarket attacked the gunman and tried to disarm him, likely preventing more deaths. The employee, 66-year-old Donald Ray Surratt Jr., was hailed as a hero.
We believe the shooter entered from a residential area behind the Ford Shopping Center. The shooter moved through the parking lot from the Costco on the west end, shooting rounds from an AR-15 style rifle.
Police Chief Mike Krantz, a customer, also died in the shooting, and two others were hurt. Police say the gunman was found dead near the AR-15 and a shotgun. The next chance is Friday for NASA's launch of the Artemis rocket to the moon after some last-minute problems for the unmanned launch planned for this morning.
The combination of not being able to get the engine 3 chilled down and then the vent valve issue that they saw at the inner tank really caused us to pause today.
Mission manager Mike Serafin, Wall Street, the Dow lost 184. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Kids in Philadelphia were back in school today, and a mask mandate is in place, at least for now.
Philadelphia school district officials say students and staff must mask up for the first 10 days of the school year. And after that, they'll be optional, but strongly encouraged as long as COVID-19 cases don't spike. The mask mandate will be reinstated if the community COVID transmission rate becomes high. It's currently at medium in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports that the district has also dropped a requirement that student athletes be vaccinated against COVID in order to participate. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The lawyers who secured a $1.1 billion settlement on the deadly collapse last year of a beachfront condo in South Florida have been awarded more than $700 million in fees by a judge who said the full $100 million requested was too much. Honda is planning to make electric vehicle batteries in the U.S.
A new factory is being planned in the U.S., a joint venture between Honda and LG Energy to produce batteries for electric vehicles. Reports in Japan say the companies are considering placing the plant in Ohio. Honda already produces cars there. Construction on the $4.4 billion factory is expected early next year, with production starting by the end of 2025. The batteries will be provided exclusively to Honda facilities in North America for Honda and Acura models. Honda's working with General Motors on a line of affordable electric vehicles. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
Facebook's corporate parent company Meta has reached a tentative settlement in a lawsuit claiming it allowed millions of its users' personal information to be fed to Cambridge Analytica, a firm that supported Donald Trump's presidential campaign in 2016. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed in court documents. I'm Lee Silasara, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.